Welcome to the She Impacts Culture podcast. I'm Dr. Jen Bennett, your host on this exciting journey where faith meets the world of work and entrepreneurship. Here, we champion Christian women like you who are called to lead and transform the marketplace for Christ. Every month, I have inspiring conversations with remarkable women who are changing the game in their careers by leading with faith and influence. If you're a woman with a strong desire to lead, influence, and impact culture within the marketplace and the entrepreneurial landscape, then this podcast is for you. Grab your favorite drink and let's dive into the stories and insights that will encourage you as you impact culture. This podcast is your special community, tailor-made with you in mind. Friends, welcome to the She Impacts Culture podcast. Friends, welcome to the She Impacts Culture podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jen Bennett. What a month it has been. And all I can say is, wow. When I think about my life over the past month, it's just been a little bit crazy. And as you've probably already noticed, I've been absent for a bit. So I'd like to take a little bit of time today to explain what's going on. This has truly been the hardest year of my life. You see, in March 2023, I lost my home due to a fire. Today, March 28th, 2024, I'm still waiting and hoping to get back into my home soon. Let's just say not having a home is quite hard. There is something about being displaced that just messes with you. On top of that, I have been sick for the past year off and on. It all started last summer, right before I left for Italy. But then while in Italy, I got sick and I knew I needed medication. You see, I was in a rural area, meaning there was no Uber, no urgent care clinics, none of that stuff. And so I ended up having to find my way to the local hospital on foot and basically used Google Translator to get where I needed to be in the hospital and finally was able to meet with a doctor that provided me with the medication I needed to start feeling better. Let's just say that that was an adventure. I felt like I was a true superhero for being able to walk to the hospital, find my way to the hospital while feeling like complete garbage, and somehow find the people I needed to meet with utilizing Google Translator and get the medication that I needed. Yeah, that was an adventure. Well, after that, a few months later, I got sick again. I got sick in October, and I don't want to be too graphic or anything, but this sickness was worse than the one that I had in Italy. I was coughing again, and I was coughing so hard that I was gagging and throwing up, and I just felt yuck. And then on February 10th of this year, I started feeling yucky again. When I reached the 1 month mark of not getting better, and found myself gasping for air in the middle of the night, I ended up at the ER. Not once, but twice. I didn't know what was going on. And let me just tell you, not being able to breathe and gasping for air is scary. And quite honestly, it scared the heck out of me. And so after begging to see a pulmonologist through tears, I can't tell you how many recordings I left crying and not being able to really talk because I was coughing, and this whole new coughing deal that I have going on doesn't allow me to talk right. I was desperate. And so after begging to see a pulmonologist through tears, because every place that I called told me I wouldn't be able to see one for months, I finally found one that could squeeze me in. The diagnosis: adult asthma. I had no idea. Needless to say, he did some blood work, which later I found out I've got quite a few allergies I had no idea about. I had a CT scan done due to a nodule that has been on my right lung here and there, which, by the way, I'm fine. My last CT scan shows no nodule. And then I was prescribed a morning, one time a day medicated inhaler along with a rescue inhaler. Okay, can I just say that next month I'm going to be 49 and trying to use an inhaler at the age of 49 is not easy. I don't even know if I'm doing it right. I hope that I am, but I never knew using an inhaler, a rescue inhaler, could be so difficult. So that's been a whole new learning experience for me. So not only am I taking my medicated inhaler, I have my rescue inhaler, I'm taking allergy medication. I mean, I just have all of this stuff. But here's the thing. This last sickness has been the worst. It's lasted over a month. And friends, I just couldn't do anything extra. Like this cough, I still have it. If while I'm recording, you hear my voice gets a little shaky, this is one of the things that's happening. Like I cough and then I can't talk. I can't talk for like a minute. Today in one of my classes, one of my students said something and I laughed. Here's the thing. I can't laugh right now because if I laugh, I start coughing. And then when I cough, I can't talk. I probably couldn't talk for like 3 minutes in my class. Like the words just don't come out. I just can't talk. Or if I do talk, it sounds like I'm about to cry, and I'm not about to cry, but my voice becomes shaky. And so this last sickness has been the worst. It's lasted over a month. And friends, I just couldn't do anything extra. I have been desperately trying to get better. I had to cancel my spring break trip because I was so sick and I could not get on a plane. And I was so sad about that because that was a trip for my whole family. And so for the past month, I have needed, see, here's my voice. It's getting a little shaky. I promise I'm not crying. It's just the coughing and just the way I am right now. The past month, I have needed to only focus on my health, getting myself better, and fulfilling my responsibilities to my students at the university. Today, I'm happy to tell you that I am feeling better, actually much better. I still do have moments where I cough and I have to breathe slowly, but it's a definite improvement. The annoying part, as I mentioned, is that when I do cough, I can't talk for a bit afterwards, or as you've probably already noticed, when I do talk, my voice gets shaky. And again, I promise I'm not about to cry. Thankfully, my students are now used to this and have been encouraging through it all. But here's the thing. It's not just the fire or sickness. There have been some things, other things in my life that I'm just not free to talk about at this moment. And so friends, it's been the hardest year of my life. But here's the thing. I'm still standing. I can't get that Elton John song out of my head. I'm still standing. You see, we, as in my family, we are still standing. And for that, I'm grateful. Throughout this entire experience, here are the words that continually come to my mind. Displaced, but not destroyed. Yes, it's been a year of displacement for us, but we are not destroyed. Why? Because we have the King of Kings with us. We have a God who sees every detail of our life and promises to never leave us or forsake us. We serve a God who tells us in Matthew 6, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Another translation tells us not to be anxious about anything. And let me just say, this is hard for me. I tend to worry and I tend to get anxious. God is teaching me a lot through all of this past year. If you keep reading in the Message translation, it then states, it's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Yes. Oh, how wonderful it is. How peaceful it is. Knowing deep down that we serve a God who is taking care of us, even when we can't see all of the answers up front, even when our vision is blurry, displaced, but not destroyed. Friends, I don't know what you're going through right now, But maybe like me, it's been a hard year for you. Maybe it's been a hard few months. Maybe it's been a hard month, hard week, hard day. Can I just remind you that you may feel displaced, displaced from your work, your family, your friends, your home, your city, your children. I don't know. You may just feel displaced. But here's what I want you to know. Even in that displacement, you are not destroyed because you serve a God who is faithful, a God who is faithful to take care of you, a God who is eager to displace your worry with his peace. You see, God never promised us an easy life, but we can rest assured that no matter what we face, he is with us, even if he feels so far away. He is still with us. So friend, hold on. God is building out a story through your experience that will impact the lives of many. Keep trusting, keep serving, keep being faithful. God has victory in your life. In closing, I want to share with you a quick update about the podcast. Right now, I'm going to continue to heal my body and hopefully get some much needed rest. And oh goodness, how I'm hoping to be able to move back into my home soon. Because of all of this, as you can imagine, I am needing to take a break from the podcast. You know, I've been absent the past few weeks because it was either time I couldn't get to the podcast or I just could not talk. And so I am taking a break from the podcast. But here's the good news for you. The podcast isn't stopping. I've partnered up with a new friend, Corey, for a She Impacts Culture devotional series. In this series, which starts next week, we are exploring the intersection of faith and impact, drawing inspiration from my previous episodes. But more than that, we'll embark on a journey of spiritual renewal and activation. Friends, I want to encourage you to join me as we take a pause from the noise of the world. Join me and my new friend, Corey, as we sip from the well of encouragement and center ourselves in devotion and prayer. Each episode, which will be led by Corey, will feature a snippet from a past conversation, followed by a devotional designed to uplift your spirits and ignite your purpose. And so, friend, whether you're in need of a word of affirmation, a moment of prayer, or simply seeking guidance, this series is here for you. As always, I pray that you would experience the love of God in your life in some beautiful, extravagant ways. And I pray that you will know that you have not been destroyed. God has you. God loves you. God is taking care of you. God will not leave you. Be blessed, my friends.
Friends, thank you so much for listening to the She Impacts Culture podcast. I know how busy life gets, so the fact that you have faithfully chosen to spend a portion of your time with me means so much and something I don't take for granted. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the She Impacts Culture podcast, the best way to do this is to share it with your friends and your community on social media. Also, to keep up to date with all the happenings, I'd love to have you follow me either on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Dr. Jen Bennett. Friends, thank you again for your support. May God richly bless you as you impact culture through your influence and leadership in the marketplace for his kingdom.